ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Is everybody set and ready? You know what? Because if you are, so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
All right, 25 questions in five categories. Our categories tonight are category number one, Sagittariuses. Sagittariuses. Category number two, summertime is here again. I know it's just rolled round on the 1st of December. Category number three, where did you get that hat? Category number four, happy. Category five, as Larry. All right, Sagittariuses, summertime is here again. Where did you get that hat? Happy, as Larry. All right, 1-300-800-222. Hannah in Sydney, I'm very glad that you're set and ready to win the Night Live Challenge. Good on you. Sue in Perth says they just gave the weather report for Monday in Perth. Shouldn't they give us the weather report for tomorrow, Tuesday? Yes, well, I'd think so. Oh, I wonder whether it's on the calendar thing. Sorry, Sue. We'll see what we can do about it. All right, let's kick it off. Vanessa is going to be our first contestant tonight. Hi, Vanessa.
Oh, nuts. I'm the first cab off the rank.
You are the first cab off the rank. There's got to be someone, Vanessa. And it's
I can't
you.
Remember any of the topics that you just mentioned.
That's all right. So we've got Sagittariuses.
No.
Summertime's here again. Where did you get that hat? Happy as Larry.
I'll go happy.
Happy. All right. Question number one. Just kicking us off and getting us started. Don't Worry, Be Happy was a 1988 hit for which American singer?
Don't Worry, Be Happy. Well, I remember it was Yo-Yo Ma and does that help? No.
No. Doesn't help you at all, Vanessa. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. No, it doesn't help you at all. Barbara from Falconbridge. G'day, Bub.
Oh, my goodness. Am I first?
You are. No, you're not first. You're second now.
Oh, I missed that part because I was ringing up.
question number one. Don't Worry, Be Happy was a 1988 hit for which American singer?
Oh, I can't think of names. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a shame because I wanted to do a different category. In the meantime.
Yes. Yes, but.
Don't Worry, Be Happy. No, and Dave won't tell me because he's very,
Well, Dave's not allowed to tell you. No.
No, and I wouldn't tell him either.
All right, Barb.
Rules in this house.
Well, yes, there are. All right, we better move on. Thank you.
No, that's okay, darling.
See ya. Bye-bye. Okay. Trevor from Croydon Park. Hi, Trevor.
Hi, Phil.
Don't Worry, Be Happy was a 1988 hit for which American singer?
Bobby McFerrin.
It was Bobby McFerrin.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
Oh yes, thank you, Hannah. And Jane.
Every night, mate, I hear you living by that philosophy.
Well, I hope so. Well, what's the other way? And what other possible way is there to do it, Trevor, really? Hey, question number two.
Okay,
we're in Happy.
Again, please?
We're in Happy. We could go as Larry. We could go Sagittariuses. Summertime is here again. Where did you get that hat?
I'd go to Larry.
As Larry? Okay, the category is As Larry. Which quiz show does Larry Emdek currently host?
The Chase Australia.
Correct, yes, The Chase. Question number three. As Larry?
Yes, please.
Larry Mullen Jr. is best known as the drummer of which band?
That'll be U2.
Yes, it is U2. Yes, Larry Mullen Jr. is on the sticks on U2.
I'm quite sure this story isn't quite true, but apparently many decades ago in a bar in Dublin, two aspiring young musicians named Houston and Evans, not yet Bono and the Edge, walked into the bar and they were discussing, "This band we're getting together, what can we call it?" And then they heard the barman go, "Oh, not you two again."
Oh, it sounds like a great story. Yeah. It's apparently actually Larry Mullen's band, actually.
Yeah.
Righto, question number four. We're in as Larry, if you like.
Yes, but continue.
On which US soap did Larry Hagman play oil tycoon J.R. Ewing?
Dallas.
Correct.
Starting Thursday on Dallas Week, J.R. pulls the dirtiest trick of his life.
"We just made ourselves a killing."
Then on Friday at a special time, the most talked about episode of Dallas.
"You'll regret this. Is that a threat?"
"Don't you see? He's got to be stopped. I'll kill him."
"Take a number."
Followed by part one of the season premiere of Dallas, with part two Sunday night.
"You mean to tell me that you don't have any clues, any leads?"
Who shot JR? Don't miss Dallas Week starting Thursday on CBS.
Yes, very good. All right. Bob from Coolangup, who's normally reliable, Trevor, says the odd thing is that Larry Mullen Jr. regularly features on the world's worst drummers lists. I'm not sure why.
Oh, so
I hadn't heard
that. Ringo's going to be jealous.
Oh, steady. Steady. Yeah. I didn't know that. Anyway. Larry, ignore the negative. Accentuate the positive.
Yeah. Don't worry, be happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Correct. All right, question number five. We're in as Larry.
Yes.
In which year did Cyclone Larry cause widespread damage and flooding throughout Queensland?
Ooh. Yeah. It's an estimated memory guess, so probably good night, 2017.
No, nowhere near it. Sorry, Trev. Okay, I might have had some leniency, but no.
No.
Thanks, mate. See you. Bye-bye. Nicely started anyway. All righty. Dave in Sonana. G'day, Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Hello. When as Larry, which year did Cyclone Larry cause widespread damage and flooding throughout Queensland?
Oh, jeepers. Let's try around about 2014.
No, not close. Thanks, Dave. See ya. No, Larry just points to his bank account and he may laugh, says my texter. Well, that's true too. Dave from North Mead. It's not too bad, Dave. Dave from North Mead offers this. Middle-aged man, "It's my birthday next week." His friend, "You be 40? Middle-aged man, "Yes, you too." Thank you, I think, Dave. Karen from Altona. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hello. We're in as Larry. In which year did Cyclone Larry cause widespread damage and flooding throughout Queensland?
I think it was
2006. It is in 2006, correct. All righty. We're up to question number six. What do you want to do? You can stay in as Larry if you like.
What are the other ones?
Happy, Sagittarius, summertime is here again. Where did you get that hat?
Summertime is here again. I'll give it a go.
Quote, "Nobody on the road, nobody on the beach." are the opening lyrics of which song by Don Henley?
I know this. Hang on. Oh, I know this song. I can't think of it. No, just escaped me, sorry.
All right, Karen, thank you anyway. 1-300-800-222. Lines are free. You will get through. Jane from Homebush, yes, correct. Wendy in Cairns, correct. Heather from Ipswich, all Queenslanders remember. Cyclone Larry in 2006. All right, we're up to question number six. Summertime is here again. Nobody on the Road, Nobody on the Beach are the opening lyrics of which song by Don Henley? Justin in Frankston. Hello, Justin.
G'day, Phil. This will probably be the last time before I go into hospital on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
good luck with it. Good luck with it, yeah, Justin.
I've got to get some rest for it, so this will probably be the last night.
Do you know the answer to this question?
No, I don't, but I just want to wish everyone a good night, and I'll probably speak to you again next week.
Give us a call next week. Thanks, Justin. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck, mate. See ya. Leonie in Orange. That's correct. Tess in South Australia. Correct. Harry in the Bay. Bob from Coolangup. All very good. What about Will in York? Hi, Will.
G'day.
We're in a category called Summertime is Here Again. Nobody on the Road, Nobody on the Beach are the opening lyrics of which song by Don Henley?
Boys of Summer.
Correct. It is The Boys of Summer.
Nobody on the road, nobody on the beach. I feel it in the air, the summer's out of reach. Empty lake, empty streets, the sun goes down alone. I'm driving by your house, though I know you're not home.
Boys of Summer. Jane from Hobart suggest put in Girls of Summer. Rod from Echuca, correct. Yes. Ralph, correct. Lachlan in Saudi. Oh, g'day, Lachlan. Listening in Saudi Arabia. Boys of Summer, correct. Greg says Ringo was a great drummer. Come on, listen to him on the Abbey Road album. Impeccable timing and hit the drums extremely loud. Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't have any expertise to comment one way or the other. Will?
Yeah.
What do you want to do? When summertime's here again, we can move. We could stay here.
Oh, I'll do the same one.
Summertime is here again. Question number seven. Which royal, made some tarts all on a summer's day?
Oh, I've got no clue.
No good?
Got any hints?
No. There will not be hints, Will. Sorry.
No.
All right. Worries. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Thanks for getting us part of the way. Kylie from Daysdale. Hello, Kylie.
Oh, hello there. Well, I'm so glad you got the Christmas card I sent you.
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Very welcome. Thank you for a wonderful year. And Days, just the best part of the whole week. Fantastic. I love it. I just love it, Phil. Thank you so much, mate. I really appreciate it. Thank you for making me laugh. Thank you for making me laugh.
Good on you, Kylie. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
No worries.
What do you reckon? Which royal made some tarts all on the summer's day?
Oh, it's from an Ed Sheeran song, I think. But I may be wrong. But look, I'll pass it on to the next one. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Kylie. Bye. Thanks for your good wishes too. And by the way, I'll be here until the week before Christmas. So I'll be here until I think the 19th or Thursday. I think it is. 18th. 18th is Thursday. That's right. The 18th is the Thursday. So I'll be here until then. By the way, just have Christmas break off and be back into it early in the new year. 1-300-800-222. Arthur from Dover. That's correct. Dinah from Woodnelling. Yes, Quinn. Oh, yes, you are correct. Mike from Oak Park. G'day, Mike.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
Not bad. Question seven.
Good.
Summertime is here again. Which royal made some tarts all on a summer's day?
I should know it, but I haven't got a clue, so I'll just say King Wenceslas.
Not King Wenceslas, no. He looked out, didn't he? He looked out. Karen from South Brizzy says, evening, Phil. Enjoying the quiz tonight. I can join in as I'm joyfully putting up our Christmas decorations as it's still December the 1st here. Speak of soon. Yes, good on you, Karen. I think that's right. From December 1, you're allowed to do Christmas things. Would we play a Christmas song? Maybe next week. Maybe next week. I don't know what Dave's planning for the end of the week, but well, that's up to him. All righty, Bo's in the truck. G'day, Bo.
My goodness, that was quick.
I know, it can be, Bo. Yeah, how are you going? All right, you're pulling hard, I hope so.
Well, the truck is.
Oh, dear. Question seven. Summertime is here again.
I was hoping this one would be gone by now.
Which royal, quote, made some tarts all on a summer's day?
Gotta be a pure guess, but I reckon it sounds like a nursery rhyme. I'll say Old King Cole.
You're on to something there, Bo, but not that is not correct. No. Thank you.
Wrong nursery rhyme.
Thank you, mate. See ya.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Julie in Rosebud, correct. Yes. Deb in Perth, correct. Tracy from Candello. Carmen from Mount Gambier. And Janice from Mount Druitt. All correct. Mark from Port Pirie. G'day, Mark.
Hi, Phil. And what you did, Phil, I mean, you remember last week, and you played a theme of Doctor Who?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And do you know that, I don't know if you heard of him, the French guy, I think he announced Jean-Michel Jarre. You know he did a remake of that.
Of the theme, yeah.
Do you know the bloke?
I know him as a composer,
I'm a huge fan, and I think he's a genius because of all the moves that he makes.
Hmm.
But yeah, he did a remake. I think it came out in 2011.
Oh, okay.
And it's not too bad.
Good job. Now, Mark.
And yeah, what's the question?
Summertime is here again is the category. Which royal made some tarts all on a summer's day?
I knew that. Yeah, I knew that saying that summer boards or something. I knew that question, but no, I don't know, Phil. No, I don't know.
All right, mate. Thanks, Mark. See ya. All righty. Where are we? Steve from Leicester. G'day, Steve.
Howdy, Phil.
How you doing? We're up to question number seven. Summertime is here again. Which royal made some tarts all on a summer's day?
The Queen of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts, correct. The Queen of Hearts made some tarts all on a summer's day, correct.
You almost let that out of the box.
Almost let it out of the box, I know. you were onto it. I thought, the first syllable, I think, got out before I realised.
I thought we already knew the answer, so.
Danita from Hobart has had the Queen of Hearts, so did Hilary, and Feralise from Ararat, Janet from Geelong. Hi, Janet. Ian from Randwick, also Rob's from Canberra. And plenty of others. Dawn had the Queen of Tarts. No, the Queen of Tarts. She may well have been the Queen of Tarts, so I do not know. Question number eight. Summertime is here again. That's where we are. You can move.
Yeah, and Cyclone Larry was the one we got expensive bananas out of, wasn't it?
All the Cavendish bananas got boomed. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What do you want to do? Stay here or move?
Let's stay in summer.
Summertime is here again. Question number eight. What was the first US city to host the Summer Olympics?
I know LA did it in the early 30s. I'm going to go LA.
Yeah, it's not LA, Steve. Thank you. It's not LA. Thanks. Bye-bye. Maddie and Zach saying, we love it when we hear nightlifers from other countries. We're a worldwide family, not just Maddie's birth company of country of Australia. Oh, no, Maddie and Zach, you are not. You're not. There are listeners all over the world. Harry in the Bay, correct. Di from Mandurah, correct. Adrian from Bella Vista, correct on this one. Tara's in the truck. G'day, Tara.
G'day, Phil. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm pretty good, mate. Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
What was the answer to the last one? I just missed that as I phoned in.
Which royal made some tarts all on a summer's day? It was the Queen of Hearts. The Queen of Hearts made some tarts all on a summer's day.
Yep.
Question number eight.
That was the one I was ringing in for. I've got that right.
Question number eight. Summertime is here again. We're still in the same category. What was the first U.S. city to host the Summer Olympics?
Summer Olympics. Okay. Wasn't L.A.
Okay. No, it wasn't L.A., no.
Oh, that would have been my guess. So I'm just going to write something out for someone else. I'll just say Chicago.
It's not Chicago. Thanks, Tara. See ya.
Thank you, Phil. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Lee says, Phil, it's bad luck if all Christmas decorations not taken down and packed away 10 days after Christmas Day. Is it bad luck, is it? Bad management, I would say. Peter from South Melbourne. Hi, Peter.
How you going, Phil?
Pretty good. Question number eight we're up to. What was the first US city to host the Summer Olympics?
I was going to go for LA. Since I won't anymore, I'll have to pick someone else. Is it possible... I can't think of it.
Okay, no worries. Thanks anyway. Michael from Campbelltown in South Australia. Hello, Michael.
Oh.
Hello.
Phil, yeah. How you going?
Not bad. Yeah. We're up to question number eight. Summertime's here again. What was the first US city to host the Summer Olympics?
The first US city, yeah. I've heard a few of the others which weren't right, LA and all that. Wouldn't be New York, nah. Atlanta, that's not in the US, is it? That's Georgia, isn't it? I'm a bit lost here. First day of summer, I can't get one right. Actually, we're in the second day.
You're in the second day of summer now, that's right.
Not like you big city, what do they call it? What was the old saying? The big smoke. Yeah, the big smoke, yeah. Yeah, I had one before.
You're not allowed to talk about big smoke throughout summer, Michael. It's not allowed.
Is that because of the bushfires?
Now, what do you reckon? Any idea here?
Oh, jeepers. Probably before I was born anyway. So let's have a go at... Texas.
Not Texas, no. Sorry, Michael, we were after a city, but thank you. Richard from Albany. Hi, Richard.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Good. Question number eight.
It's just a wild stab in the dark. I'm going to say Atlanta.
It's not Atlanta, no. Sorry, Richard, thank you. Not Atlanta. Dan from Three Springs. G'day, Dan.
G'day, mate. Florida?
No, we needed a city, not a state.
Oh, city, sorry. San Diego.
Not San Diego. Sorry. Thank you, mate. Not San Diego. No. Kelly from Mareeba. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, question number eight we're up to. Summertime is here again. What was the first U.S. city to host the Summer Olympics?
Well, I'm not sure. I actually called to say Grendel, Duke of York, so I was wrong before.
Oh, about the Queen of Hearts. The Queen of Hearts made the tarts. Yeah,
had that wrong.
You wanted the Grand Old Duke of York to make the tarts.
Yes.
I don't reckon he would have done that.
Well, I don't know. I thought I was in with the chance with Grand Old Duke of York.
He had 10,000. Anyway, you know what? He had 10,000 men. He would have got all them to make the tarts, I would have thought.
Well, that's true. I hadn't considered that.
10,000 men. I want 500 volunteers to make some tarts.
Absolutely.
What was the first U.S. city? What was the first U.S. city to host the Summer Olympics?
Los Angeles.
No, I've had L.A.
Oh, damn.
That's all right. You can have another guess.
Well, where else is there? I don't know if I know many places. Have we said Philadelphia?
Is that your answer?
If it hasn't been said, yes.
Not correct.
Oh.
Thanks, Kelly. See ya.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye-bye. Yes, no, not correct. Thank you, Dave. Dave's in reasonable form from the beginning of the week. What did one Christmas decoration say to the other Christmas decoration? I love hanging out with you. Oh, yeah? I'm not saying no. Michael from Freshwater. Hello, Michael.
G'day.
We're up to question 8. Summertime is here again. What was the first US city to host the Summer Olympics?
I think it might have been St. Louis.
Correct. It was. Yes, it was. Meet me in St. Louis. St. Louis was the host of the first Summer Olympics. LA's done it twice now.
Yeah, it's going to be three.
And it's now going to be three times, of course, yeah.
Yeah,
that'll be the next one. Okay, three times. Question number 9, we're in summertime. But we can move. You can move.
All right. What else is on the...
Sagittarius's, where did you get that hat? Happy as Larry.
All right. Well, being a Sagittarius, this will be a stupid move, so I'll go Sagittarius.
Question number 9. The star sign Sagittarius is traditionally represented by which mythical creature?
I think it's a centaur.
Correct. Gee, lucky for you, eh?
Yeah, that's right. I knew it was half man, half something.
Which is how you sometimes feel, I guess, Michael.
Yeah, that's right.
Question. <It's hurtful. laughs> I know it's hurtful, but, I mean, you know, sometimes these things have to be said.
It's funny. Yeah.
Sometimes these things have to be said, Michael.
Yes.
All of us have been there. Don't worry. You're not alone. Question number 10. We're in Sagittarius's.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
One for one. Yeah.
Located at the centre of the Milky Way, what type of celestial object is Sagittarius A star?
Oh, what type of celestial...
Object. Located at the centre of the Milky Way, what type of celestial object is Sagittarius A star?
Black hole.
Correct. Very good. Very good. A black hole, yes, is said to be at the centre of the Milky Way. Question number 11. Sagittarius's?
Yep.
Which famous singer was born on the 13th of December 1989 in Pennsylvania? Which famous singer was born 13th of December 1989 in Pennsylvania?
11, 30, so he's only 36. 89, famous. Pennsylvania. That's Bruce Springsteen, he's older than that. Oh, I've no idea. Ed Sheeran.
Not Ed Sheeran, no.
He's English anyway.
Yeah, he's English anyway. I mean, he might have been born in Pennsylvania, but
never know.
He didn't stay there. Thanks, Michael. See ya. Bye-bye. Thanks anyway. Yes, plenty of people. Yeah, Rachel in Kilmore, good. Heather from Ipswich, correct. Jane from Mount Gambier, correct. Kylie from Daysdale's got this one too. What about Shane from Australia? G'day, Shane.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea whatsoever. I'll go Michael Bublé.
Not Michael Bublé, no. Sorry, mate, good thank night. You. Stewie from Victor Harbour. G'day, Stuart.
G'day, Phil. How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good.
Interesting quiz. That St. Louis went for a while, didn't it?
St. Louis. What was
year was that for, what, 1904 or 8?
Would have been early on. Would have been before the First World War, wasn't it? You must have been.
I think it was. I just...
Well, maybe it was. Anyway, you know, I'll look it up. okay. No, I won't. Question, we're not allowed to look things up here.
Question, no, actually, you're cheating. That's all right.
Question number 11. We're in Sagittarius's.
I guess I think Taylor Swift was born around then. I'll have a guess. I'd say her.
Taylor Swift is correct. Was born on the 13th of December, 1989, in Pennsylvania.
Vintage tea, brand new phone. High heels on cobblestones. When you are young, they assume you know nothing. Sequin smile, black lipstick, sensual politics. When you are young, they assume you know nothing.
Hanson and your Levi's. All right, Stuart, question number 12.
What are the categories, please, Phil?
Sagittarius's, that's where we are. You can move to Summertime is here again. Where did you get that hat? Happy as Larry.
Happy as Larry. I was only four.
No, there's five. One's happy and one's as Larry.
Oh, right, I got you, mate. Happy as Larry was. What's the third one, Phil? Excuse
Sagittarius's, Summertime is here again. Where did you get that hat?
I'll get where did you get that hat. I'll give it a go.
Where did you get that hat? Question number 12. The phrase mad as a hatter refers to the poisoning of hat makers by which chemical element?
It's mercury, I think.
Correct. Yes, it was mercury, which was used in the hat making business.
Like for beads, for the beading, I think it was.
But of course, as you know, handling mercury is. It's very, very hazardous.
Yeah.
Question 13. Where did you get that hat?
I'll stay with that thing, Phil.
Deriving from the name of an Italian city, what word is used to describe a hat maker?
Right. Oh, man. A hat maker. Oh, it's happening for we get it through haberdashery. A milliner. It's a milliner, isn't it? Milan. It's a milliner. Milan, I guess.
Milliner's the one I wanted, yes. Deriving from the name of an Italian city, what word is used to describe a hat maker? It's a milliner, correct.
Is that Milan, though? Is it from?
I guess it's from Milan.
Yeah,
it?
Okay. Yeah. Well, that came to me eventually. Yes, that was quite clever. I thought, oh, thank you. I'm actually congratulating myself. What a guy. Right.
You're right there, Stuart.
That's right, Phil.
Do you want to stay with hats?
Yeah, I'll stick with hats, thanks, Phil.
The Victorian Mounted Rifles was the first Australian military unit to wear what piece of headgear?
I suppose it's a slouch hat, Phil.
Correct, it was the slouch hat.
It's a good looking hat, isn't it?
It's a very good looking, well, it's distinctively Australian, isn't it?
I think it's so, it's so iconic, really.
It's I don't know whether it's a good looking hat or not. I mean, you can hardly say. It's just that it's an Australian hat.
It just looks so. Yeah, I guess that's what it represents.
I mean, if you're looking at it in a common sense way, you'd say, why have you got half the brim folded upwards? You should fold it back down again.
I guess so.
But
it is what it is.
It is what it is. It's our hat. It's an Australian hat.
That's it, mate.
Question.
Yeah, I'll stick with hats, thanks, Phil.
Question 14. Staying with hats.
Yeah, thanks, Phil.
The spiked pickle halber helmet was most commonly associated with which army during World War One?
I guess that was the Germans, I guess.
Correct. Germany, yes. Yeah. All right. Last one in hats, if you like.
I'll stick with it, thanks, Phil.
Which traditional Scottish hat takes its name from a 1790 poem by Robert Burns?
I guess what the Grenadiers wear, the... I forgot what they call it. I'm probably wrong here, Phil. I'll go the bearskin hat.
Not the bearskin.
Okay, mate.
Sorry, Stuart. Thank you, mate. Bye-bye. See you later. Yes. Diana from Woodnilling, correct. Sam from Thornley, this is not correct for this one, no. Principessa from Tenterfield, thank you. For milliner, someone says I am a milliner. Good on you. Jane from Homebush had the milliner as well. Where are we? Tess in Gawler. Hi, Tess.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi. Stuart really knows his hat.
He was good on hats, wasn't he? Yes, he was.
Yeah. I don't know I would have known all of those. As for this one...
Where did you get that hat? We're up to question 15. Which traditional Scottish hat takes its name from a 1790 poem by Robert Burns?
The only thing that's sort of coming to mind, I'm not sure if it's correct, is a tam o' shanter.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Correct. It is. Good. It's a tam o' shanter. Yes. That's the funny hat with the pom pom on the top, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's like a beret. Yeah. Hang on. It's like a beret with a pom pom, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. And often in tartan, I think, isn't it?
And also, actually, it's not really like a beret. It's like you don't wear it sloped to one side like you do a beret. I was going to say it's like a beanie, but it's not a beanie. No, because it's not form fitting, isn't it?
No.
It's a baggy cap. There we are. It's a baggy cap with a pom-pom.
Yes. I reckon they're not around so much these days, but when I was young, I reckon they were around more.
I think females used to wear tam o' shanters, didn't they, Tess?
Probably still do.
Probably still do.
Not sure I ever have one, but and I'm a bit of a hat person, but, you know. I don't ever remember
how. Oh, have you got a wardrobe of hats, have you, Tess?
I am a bit of a hat person, yes. I have got quite a few.
How do you hang on to them, though? I don't mind hats, but I just cannot keep them. I mean, as soon as I've got one, they usually last a few days because I always leave it somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I have left a few. I actually make hats as well, just beanies. And I sell them in winter.
Yeah.
Occasionally, I've lost quite a few, I must admit.
Yeah, no, I've lost heaps. All righty, question 16. In fact, I had a beautiful cap the other day. I bought, you know, it was a kind of baseball type cap. It was a good one, a good quality one. You know, it can't have been lined. That's ridiculous. But you know, guess what? Left it in the back of the cab.
Oh dear.
Question 16. Summertime is here again. No more hats are over. Summertime is here again. Sagittarius is happy as Larry.
I'll try happy.
Happy. Why not? Question 16. The sitcom Happy Days is set in which US state?
Oh, Lord. Never really a big fan of Happy Days, unfortunately, so... Have to be a guess, which is probably wrong. All right, I'll say New York.
It's not New York, no.
No.
Thanks, Tess. Okay. See ya.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. No, it's not New York. The slouch hat, says Stephen, is folded on the right side, on the rifle sides. When on parade, the rifle did not knock the hat off. Yeah, no, it's, look, I understand the practicality of it. And it's so distinctively Australian. So, I mean, what? It's pointless making a comment about it on the for any other purpose. But you're right. Paul from Plainland says the less hair you have, the less chance you forget your hat. Thank you, Paul. I haven't found that to be true myself, I must say. Cassandra from Shoalhaven. G'day, Cassandra.
Oh, hello. There you go.
Question 16. The sitcom Happy Days is set in which US state?
Mm,
I'm trying to think, but I'm thinking by the accent, maybe New Jersey.
Not New Jersey, no. Ah. Thanks, not New Jersey. Frank from Winthrop. G'day, Frank.
Yeah, hi, Philip. I got no idea. I just have to have a guess here with this. Because that question on the St. Louis was annoying me with no one knowing. So I rang up for that one. I can't. Oh, look, I don't know. Happy days, happy days. Tennessee, I'd say.
Not Tennessee. Gets a bit of another one. Thanks, Frank.
Okay.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. No, it's not Tennessee. Rod on the road. G'day, Rod.
G'day, Phil Angel.
Yeah, pretty good, Rod. Thanks for hanging on there. Question 16 we're up to. Happy. The sitcom Happy Days is set in which US state?
Wisconsin.
Correct. Happy Days is set in Wisconsin.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums. Ready to race to you. These days are all. Gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. It feels so right, you can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long. These days are all.
Ah, yes. Julie raises an important definitional point. She says, is a beanie a hat? I do not think so. I don't know, Rod. Is a beanie, is a beanie a hat?
No, or never owned one.
What, never owned a hat or never owned a beanie?
A beanie.
Oh, okay. Question 17. We're in Happy. You can stay there if you like, or you can move.
I might as well stay here.
Happy. Quote, she's not a girl who misses much, is the opening line of which Beatles song?
Great. No, yeah, that one's got me stumped. I can tell you a story about the slouch hat, but it might be a bit hard for other listeners to hear.
Well, we're having fun here, Rod.
It's actually a war story, so maybe I won't tell it.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Because it might turn out to be a bit gruesome for them.
Yeah.
Happy. A Beatles song with the word happy.
She's not a girl who misses much is the opening line of which Beatles song?
No, sorry.
No good?
It eludes me.
Thanks, Rod. Well, tell the story. Tell us the story another time, Matt. Good on you.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks. No, Harry in the Bay, not correct. Jane had Wisconsin. Ray from Yoronga. G'day, Ray.
Hello, Phil.
Question 17 we're up to.
Yeah.
She's not a girl who misses much is the opening line of which Beatles song?
Yeah, no, I rang for St. Louis too. I thought I was going to get another Mercury question there for a minute with Hat Maker.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah.
I've had a couple of them.
The category is happy. She's happy, not a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
She's not a girl who misses much is the opening line of which Beatles song?
Oh, well, I can't think of any happy, but it's I don't think it's Eleanor Rigby, and I don't think it's Lucy in the Sky. Well, I don't know. I better say one of them, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
It's not that one, Ray.
No.
Thanks, mate. See ya. No, it's not Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Vicky from Narre Warren. No, that's not correct either. Wayne from Thailand's got it. Jim in Campbelltown. Not bad. Gary from Tintanar in South Australia. G'day, Gary.
How are you?
I'm all right. Question 17. We're up to happy. Quote, she's not a girl who misses much, is the opening line of which Beatles song?
I'm about that old too, but was it Ruby Tuesday or something?
Not Ruby Tuesday. Sorry, Gary. No. We're in a category called happy. She's not a girl who misses much, is the opening line of which Beatles song? Greg from Bentley. G'day, Greg.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Pretty good. What do you
reckon? The Beatles had a couple of songs with happy in the title, but I'll go with the correct one. Happiness is a warm gun.
Correct. Yes. She's not a girl who misses much, as the opening line of happiness is a warm gun. Exactly.
One of John's more interesting songs.
Correct.
She's not a girl who misses much. Oh, yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime.
Yes, happiness is a warm gun. Right, Greg, question 18. We're in happy. You can stay there if you like, otherwise you can move.
We'll start with happy.
All right, happy. Question number 18. Happy was a single from which 1972 Rolling Stones album?
With the vocal by Keith Richards, it was from Exile on Main Street.
Correct, it was. Yes, exactly right. Yeah, what a classic. Good stuff, Greg. Question number 19. We've got line three, by the way, if you would like to give them a go. 1-300-800-222. But Greg might get us all the way to the end. You never know.
You never know. We've got six questions left.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 left.
7 left, okay.
1 in happy. We've got 2 in Larry. We've got 2 in Sagittarius's and 2 in Summertime is Here Again.
I'm going to go with I'm going to whip over to Larry and give it a go there.
As Larry is where we are for question 19. The American billionaire and computer scientist Larry Page is best known for co-founding which tech company?
Co-founding?
The American billionaire and computer scientist Larry Page is best known for co-founding which tech company?
Geez, we've already used Larry in the question, so it won't be in the answer, will it? I can't tell you, mate. I don't know.
All right, Greg, thank you anyway. All right, Aidan from Brisbane. Hello, Aidan. Hi, Aidan.
I just pulled up and I'm on straight away. That's a surprise.
Yeah, I know. I think people got a bit despairing about some of the questions.
I haven't even heard the question.
Happiness is a warm gun. Happiness is a warm gun got people confounded. Okay, the question is this. The American billionaire and computer scientist Larry Page is best known for co-founding which tech company?
I think he did Microsoft with Bill Gates, is that right?
No, he did not. Sorry, mate. No, he did not. Jim in Campbelltown's got the right answer. Jane from Mount Gambier. No, that's not correct. What about George from Melville? Line's free if you want to grab one. G'day, George.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. The American billionaire and computer scientist Larry Page is best known for co-founding which tech company?
I'm going for Apple.
It's not Apple. No. Not Apple. No, it's not. Frank from Mount Evelyn. Yes, that's correct. Jim in Campbelltown. Correct. What about Keith from Airlie Beach? G'day, Keith.
Hi, g'day, mate. How's it going?
Pretty good. What do you reckon? We're in a category called As Larry. The American billionaire and computer scientist Larry Page is best known for co-founding which tech company?
Oh, geez, I wouldn't have a clue. I'm flat out turning your computer on. it's not Microsoft. No, mate, I'm going to let that one go.
No good? All righty. Okay. Who knows the answer to this? Elizabeth from Melbourne. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello?
Hello. The American. Hey, just turn your radio off, Elizabeth, and we'll.
Yeah, I just turned it off.
Yeah, there we go. The American billionaire and computer scientist Larry Page is best known for co-founding which tech company?
Well, just before I answer, I'd like to just say that the time when you take down Christmas decorations is Twelfth Night. So that's 12 days after Christmas, which is the 6th of January.
6th of January, okay.
Yes. Now, the other thing...
I mean, I'll have to do that. The time I take them down is when the rubbish people say they'll take the Christmas tree.
Well, and the other thing is about losing your hat.
Yeah.
You won't lose your hat if when you take it off, instead of putting it on a seat, put it under your coat or under your jumper, and then you can't lose it.
Well, you're going to look a right Wally, Elizabeth, with an Akubra under your jumper, aren't you?
Not if you're sitting in a taxi.
All right, okay. Thank you, Elizabeth. Hang on, just hang on there. We'll just, because we've got to go to a news bulletin, we'll be back with questions. Not many left after the news.
The Mighty Challenge.
Elizabeth was up on deck. We were after question 20 here. We're in a category called As Larry. Elizabeth, welcome back.
Thank you.
The American billionaire and computer scientist Larry Page is best known for co-founding which tech company?
Well, in 1971, I worked for IBM in Zurich in Switzerland.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm wondering if it's IBM.
It's not IBM, no. Sorry. Sorry, Elizabeth. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks for waiting on there. No, it's not IBM. What about Tom in Esperance? G'day, Tom.
Hey, how you going?
Not bad.
You've had Apple and Microsoft. Is it Google?
Correct. Yes, it is. The American billionaire and computer scientist Larry Page is best known for co-founding the Google company. Exactly right. All right, that's it for As Larry's. So we've got one left in Happy, two left in Sagittarius's, and two left in Summertime Is Here. We've got five left. What do you want to do?
Was there any left in Happy?
Yep, we've got one left in Happy.
Yep, I'll go with Happy, thanks.
Which 19th century Irish writer wrote the fairy tale The Happy Prince?
I would have no idea. I won't hold you up at all.
Thanks, Tom. Cheers. See you later. Keith from Busselton, I'll come to you next. Graham is in Carrying up in Perth. G'day, Graham.
G'day, Phil. I've got bad news. I do not know either.
That is grim news indeed, Graham. That's right.
Yeah, it's not even the brothers Grimm because they're not Irish. So that's it.
See ya. Bye. Thank you, Quinn in Wembley Downs in Perth. Yes, Larry Page did co-found Google. Cole from Geelong, the same. Plenty of people had this correct answer. Joe from Kimsey, the answer was Google, I know, because I Googled it. Hey, you're not supposed to, we don't do that here, as you know. Keith in Busselton. G'day, Keith.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Hello, hello. Question 21 we're up to. We're in a category called Happy. Last one in Happy. Which 19th century Irish writer wrote the fairy tale The Happy Prince?
I know this one, Larry the Leprechaun. Good night.
Larry the Leprechaun is, you'll be unsurprised to know, not correct. Charlie from Mount Druitt. G'day, Charlie.
Hello, mate. I was just going to mention, I don't really understand putting your hat under your jumper or your coat.
No.
But why don't you just leave it on your head?
Well, you could do that, Charlie, but you see, you're assuming people do sensible things. Well, they don't, you know, they don't. When you get into a car, I don't reckon, I don't know, your temptation is to take your hat off, isn't it?
Yeah, if you take it off and you just rest your hand on it, you know it's always there, don't you?
Well, Charlie, you're a better man than I am. Hey, tell
me. Unless you'd had a few drinks.
No, I was going to a place to have a few drinks. I hadn't had them yet.
Oh, right.
Hey, question number 21. Which 19th century Irish writer wrote the fairy tale, The Happy Prince?
Larry O'Loughlin.
Not Larry O'Loughlin or Larry the Leprechaun. Thank you, Charlie. Larry O'Loughlin, it was not. Nick from Harndorf. G'day, Nick.
Hey, how are you?
Not bad, no. Question 21. Which 19th century Irish writer wrote the fairy tale The Happy Prince?
I'm pretty sure it's Oscar Wilde, but I can't make the Larry connection.
Correct. There is no Larry connection at all because we're in a category called happy.
There you go.
Oscar Wilde, known to his friends as Larry. No, that's right.
Wee Larry.
Okay, that's it for Happy. That's it for As Larry. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 left. We've got 2 in Sagittarius's and 2 in Summertime Is Here Again.
Let's go Summertime now that we're in summer.
Summertime Is Here Again. Question number 22. Which 1959 film starred Elizabeth Taylor, Katharine Hepburn and Montgomery Clift?
Oh, it's black and white.
We're in a category called Summertime Is Here Again. Which 1959 film starred Elizabeth Taylor, Katharine Hepburn and Montgomery Clift?
Oh, Heat in the Summer.
Not correct. No.
Not correct.
Thank you. Matt. Bye. See you later. Mike from Clarkson. G'day, Mike.
G'day, Phil.
Summertime Is Here Again. Which 1959 film starred Elizabeth Taylor, Katharine Hepburn and Montgomery Clift?
I can only think of one that's summer related. Place in the Sun.
Not A Place in the Sun. No.
Cheers.
We're in a category called Summertime Is Here Again. Latif from Brunswick. Hi, Latif.
Oh, gosh. This is another. I rang just 2 seconds ago. Anyway, you're there?
I'm here, Latif. You didn't shock me at all. You shocked yourself.
I think so.
We're in a category called Summertime Is Here Again. Which 1959 film starred Elizabeth Taylor, Katharine Hepburn, and Montgomery Clift?
Yeah, I grew up in the 50s. Cats on a Hot Tin Roof.
Sadly not, no. Sorry, Latif, thank you. We're in a category called Summertime Is Here Again. My texter says, I'm not texting any more answers because you're not reading mine out. Thank you. All right. Harry in the Bay, correct. No, sorry, Harry in the Bay. No, that's not correct, sorry. Barbara in Perth, no, wasn't Cat in the Hot Tin Roof. Paul from Plainland suggesting Larry the Lout, no. Thank you. Frank from Mount Evelyn's got the right answer. What about Daniel in Launceston? Hello, Daniel.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Not bad. Which film are we after here?
Sandpiper?
Not Sandpiper, no. We're in a category called Summertime Is Here Again, all right? Which 1959 film starred Elizabeth Taylor, Katharine Hepburn and Montgomery Clift? We're up to question number 22. You could win from here. Stephen from Stanhope Gardens. Hello.
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 Oh, Philip?
Yes, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
That's all right. I'm very well.
I'm Stephen.
Yeah, no, I know. Hello.
Okay. It's certainly last summer.
Which 1959 film starred Elizabeth Taylor, Katharine Hepburn and Montgomery Clift? The answer is?
Suddenly Last Summer.
Correct. Yes, Suddenly, Last Summer. Yeah. All right. One That's left great. In Summertime and one and two left in Sagittarius's. What do you want to do?
I'm a Sagittarius, so I'll have Sagittarius.
All right. Question number 23. In astrology, which planet rules Sagittarius?
Oh, gee, I should know this, shouldn't I? No, I'm happy with getting one right. I don't know.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
See you later. No, Hillary said summer of the 17th doll. No. It was suddenly last summer. Heather from Ipswich had the right answer. Correct. No, a lot of people had Summer of the 17th Doll. No, Elizabeth Taylor was, I mean, it's a marvellous play. Ray Lawler's Summer of the 17th Doll. But that's, no, Elizabeth Taylor sadly was not in it. She could have been good in it. Oh, you know, she would have been good in it. Kerry from Kangaroo Point. Hello, Kerry.
Yeah, hi, Phil. I actually did ring about suddenly last summer. I was 14 and I was in Brisbane at the tennis catch, and I went to see it, but it was a bit heavy for me in those days.
Yeah, that's probably right. Well, how old were you? 14? Yeah, probably 14. Right.
I still love movies, always do, still do, but, you know, I went to see it in Brisbane City. Now, in those days, there was a cinema every second building.
Yeah. There used to be lots of them, weren't they? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was huge, but totally different today.
Question 23. Sagittarius's. In astrology, which planet rules Sagittarius?
I think I've come across this before. Is it Jupiter?
Correct, it is. It's Jupiter. Okay, Kerry, you've put yourself in the box seat here because there are only two left. One in Sagittarius's and one in Summertime is Here Again.
Well, I'm not confident, but I'll have a go at Summertime.
Summertime is Here Again. In A Midsummer Night's Dream, Bottom's head is replaced with that of which animal?
Oh, I got no idea, Phil, but what will I say? Oh, gee.
Bottom's head is replaced with that of which animal?
No, Phil, I've got no idea. So somebody, Shakespeare's not a strong point, so I'll move on.
You could rule out an animal for us if you like.
I'll say a deer.
Not a deer. No. Thanks, Dick. Thanks, Kerry. Bye-bye. See you later. Rachel and Kilmore's correct. Is anybody on the... Anybody got a line through on this one? 1-300-800-222. There are lines free. Grab one. 1-300-800-222. We're up to question 24. There's only two left here. You could win from here. Jane from Mount Gambier's got it. Elizabeth, yes. 1-300-800-222, lines free. Katrina, correct. Dinah from Woodnilling, correct. Yes, Pam, that is also correct. Anybody want to take this? Because this is question 24. So from here to the magnet is a very, very short jump. Grant, no, that is not correct. Mick from Tempe. Hello, Mick. Hi, Mick.
Yo.
G'day.
Yo.
In A Midsummer Night's Dream, Bottom's head is replaced with that of which animal?
Oh, I thought I might as well just have a go at it. I thought goat.
Not a goat, no.
Uh-huh.
Nope, thank you. It's not a goat. Katrina from Katoomba. Hello, Katrina.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
I am tip-top, Katrina. Yes, it's
the
first day of summer. I mean, wowee, yes.
Wowee, it was cold up here in Katoomba, I can say that.
It can't, well, you know, you're in the mountains there, Katrina. You have to expect it sometimes.
True. That's true.
In A Midsummer Night's Dream, Bottom's head is replaced with that of which animal?
This one I do know. It is a donkey.
It is a donkey, correct. Yes, and it's fair to say that when he wakes up to discover what's happened, he's not that happy.
No, that's right.
And fair enough, too. All righty, well, here we are. Yes, well, question number 25.
Oof, I've been here before, Phil, and I got it wrong the last time.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, it was a... David Copperfield was the answer, and I said Great Expectations.
Oh, right. Okay. So will this be the first time you've won, Katrina, if you do?
Oh, yes, it will. Yes.
Could be a bit tricky.
Okay. Well, let's give it a go.
Question 25. And to win, we're in Sagittarius's. Which crooner was born on the 12th of December, 1915, in New Jersey?
Frank Sinatra.
Out of nowhere, Katrina.
Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. With me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Hot be lady tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, luck be a lady tonight, Katrina. How about that?
Indeed, indeed. I'm so excited and happy.
So you heard the word crooner.
Yes, I did. Yes, and New Jersey.
And then you heard New Jersey.
Yes.
And you thought, who comes from the Jersey side?
That's it, yes. It was the first thing that popped in my head, so I'm really glad I said it.
Very good. All right, Katrina, terrific. Well done. We'll put you on hold, get some details from you, and the magnet is yours. Frank from Mount Evelyn has Frank Sinatra. So did Jim in Campbelltown. Beverly in the Dulwich Hill had the ass, yes, the donkey. Dinah, well, hopefully we'll know a few more tomorrow night. Yes, well, nice work, everyone, and a nice challenge.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife. Yeah.